much long because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, no, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're a pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, take heat, this too hard. Me and these niggas be trip too hard.
Run that back, turbo.
Yeah. Hey, look. I bring her money to change up the topic. I got a 19 and it folded my pocket. She gave me a number, now I gotta block it. I'm mixing the dirty bills in with the profit. Clean that shit up and I give it right back to him. If I don't fuck with him, then I can't rap with him. I wanna beat him when somebody catches him. I wanna witness and see that shit.
Man, these folk got their hitty shit. No cap.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to our YouTube channel. I'm Pops.
And I'm Gabe.
And thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Pops Culture Podcast.
Like always, with every episode, make sure you click the link at the bottom and like and subscribe. We're back again. Like and subscribe, you guys.
Oh,
what's
man.
Up? It's us, Gabe and Pop. Pop and Gabe. Like and subscribe. That's today.
Oh,
I think
man.
I smoked crack before.
Yeah, they probably think we're fucking retarded.
Oh, whatever.
Can I say that word?
Yeah. Everyone's. I mean, you can't, but you can. I was watching, my work has me watching so many YouTube videos, and like literally
links in the description below.
Yeah, leave us a comment and tell us what you think of today's episode.
Oh man,
and we'll pick one lucky viewer to get nothing from us.
Hey man, you were giving away a pair of shoes though.
I was.
I should have done that for the actual podcast.
Yeah, they've been worn twice, so I felt weird. Like, I know you wouldn't really care, but it's still weird to be like...
No one's going
to
know. You didn't have to say that.
Yeah, but, like, you know me. Ethically, I'm all about
You're all about breaking the rules.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a scammer, man. Honestly, full scam mode right now. So.
Someone fully put that in the review.
Yeah.
So,
whatever.
We know
man.
That to you.
These are the breaks.
Was that a song?
Yeah, it's old Curtis Blow. Get with it. As you know, I was born in the 70s. So.
Yeah, you're mad old.
Stop that.
But yeah, for real, guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pops Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Papa Minnow. As always, joined by my trusty co-host, Gabe. We literally just spent probably like 20 minutes talking about Gabe.
About me?
Well, your YouTube channel.
My like...
At work or whatever. Yeah, your fake YouTube voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Your fake YouTube account.
Welcome back, you guys. It's us. Well, it's because I have to watch all these, like all my bunch of the clients have like YouTube videos and I'm just on YouTube and Instagram. My brain's rotting away and I've watched so many YouTube videos. All these people are the same people. Like if you gave them all a mask, you wouldn't be able to tell who's who and stuff. Like it's insanity. And it's eating away at my soul.
That's the nature of the business, baby.
That is the nature
That's
of life.
That's YouTube business.
That's life.
TV business. The new TV.
That is the new TV.
And then we spent another, 20 minutes about you going on with Juice WRLD's new song with YoungBoy NBA. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Cordae.
What's up, guys? I'm gay.
That was excessive. But yeah, the new track, Bandit, with Juice WRLD. YoungBoy NBA, who's my guy.
Oh,
you know how I'd be repping. He has a good verse on that.
Can I play that on the mic since we don't have like...
Yeah, I think you should because there's a very explicit lyric that, despite him being black, still offends me in some way.
Yeah, let's...
Jesus Christ.
Tonight I'm getting stuck.
Yo.
Wait.
But tonight I'm getting high.
Okay, relax, man.
One more time.
No, that's enough. That's enough times. You've heard the word way too many times.
I love it. Why does me saying the hard R make you slightly uncomfortable?
It actually doesn't.
Like, it kind of does, though. Like, I was actually surprised. Like, you're a little like, okay.
It just took me by surprise because I was listening to the song and just out of nowhere, he just drops an heavy ER out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Which I wasn't expecting.
Like, I even went online on Twitter and even white people were like, what just happened? I was like, honestly, it's made me like the song more.
Yeah, because you're crazy. You're deluded.
No, but because it's just like, I don't know. No one checked him. Was like tonight.
Yeah, no
like,
one in the studio. Boy in the studio. I mean, he's black, so it's like.
Yeah, whatever. I know. But it's not like, get mad and be like, hey, like, you want to redo that? Like, part that where you went hard R.
Drake had one too. I can't remember what song it was, but he dropped a heavy ER on.
He did one.
It was on More Life.
He did one on an interview though. I remember we talking about like Cardinal Official or something. He's like, this was a long time ago. You could tell it was Drake was first learning to use the N word, and he's like, yeah, he's that nigger. Just what? Like,
yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I know. So I remember when I first like
started using the N word.
Yeah, when I was like 14 and stuff, and then my dad finally like, because my dad would get so mad.
Well, yeah, it's a very aggressive.
Yeah, I guess. And for like older people. Well, I mean, I wasn't using the hard R, but anyways, my dad would always smack me, and like it took me a good 2-3 years to like get comfortable with it.
Now I don't even remember the first time I started using it. I think I was probably 13.
Would you never use it for your mom?
Maybe 12. No, we did for a bit, like in the household, like me and my brother, and my sister would say it to each other. And then my mom would get like pissed for a bit, but then I think after a while she's just like,
I can't control.
Yeah, she can't control these niggas. Yeah. Like, yeah. These niggas is wild. Yeah, that was I can't do anything about
it. Honestly though, I'll never. My dad would used to get mad, but I'll never forget the one time I called someone a coon, and my dad straight up like smacked me in the face. I thought he'd be on my side. He'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, why was that the one where you got super
aggressive? Like old people, because they don't like. It's a different like. It was used really like to put people down who shouldn't be put down, you know what I mean? It was just a different generation growing up. I guess there just wasn't a dope word, and my dad was not for it, and he smacked me in the face. I was like shocked.
Fair enough. You're old enough to remember that type of stuff as well too. So.
Yeah, back in the 60s, the Jerry Curl.
The Jerry Curl.
Yeah, me and Malcolm X.
But yeah, as always, guys, like, rate, review, subscribe on all major streaming platforms. We are going to...
Like, do you have an issue with... Yeah, hey, like you guys!
We're going to get into... What? What'd you have to say?
I'm excited for the outro now.
Why are you excited for the outro?
Because... See you guys next week. Oh, like, true, and subscribe. Yeah. Link at the bottom. Ding, ding, ding.
You could just save that and said, I'll show you at the end, but...
Yeah, I'll show you at the end.
We're going to get into the random section, because... I wrote down horoscopes on our Google Doc, and that was way earlier in the week, but I don't remember exactly why I did it.
I'll tell you what,
I think it had to do with the fact that you had a tweet about someone in your workplace talking about horoscopes and relating it to a client.
Yo, so the funny part about this, we'll get in, but I've been banging out tweets about my coworker because I know they don't have me on social media or anything yet, but I went in the office and there was like this somber, weird feeling. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just paranoid that maybe, like, one of them... Because I've been tweeting about people a lot, like...
So were they giving you, like, the eyes or something like that?
I was just being paranoid, because I'd spent all weekend, like, trying to make funny tweets about my coworkers and, like, the stuff that happened, because the, like, office is pretty funny, the environment I work in. But then I got super paranoid after, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, their job is literally... Everyone is, like, social media experts. And I'm out here subtweeting people on my account that has my name attached to it. So I went back and, like... It was hard too, because that one got a couple likes, so it's always hard to delete the ones that got likes, and so I had to delete it though.
Wait, why is it hard to delete the ones that got likes?
Because you did something good, man. My serotonin.
Oh, yeah, that's what
like,
you mean.
Know, okay. Like, yeah, it was like people were like, oh, it's funny. You know?
Like it personally affects you.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, I might lose my job, so I should delete it, but.
But it's got so many likes.
Four
yeah,
likes.
I know what you mean. That's true.
So it was hard, man. Yeah, like that.
So okay, so what's the deal with this horoscope thing, though?
So like, we're legitimizing horoscopes. Like,
well, okay, do you not believe in them?
No, of course not.
I do.
That's because you're insane. You're wrong.
No.
There's literally no science to this. Like, there's it's the most ridiculous.
What do you mean? There's stars and
that makes people's personalities. Matter. Like, it's a whole scam. Like, it's just it's people say these things like, oh, like you're a tough, loving person. Like, everyone's gonna be like, no, that's not me. Like, it's a scamming system.
Wait, what's your sign? We went through this, didn't we?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, course, yeah,
naturally.
Yeah, yeah. But you're on the cusp.
Yeah, I'm the cusp. I'm a Leo Cancer. Yeah, but
you embody most of the cancer.
Yeah. Treatments. But here's the thing, though. This girl, legitimately, I'm sitting here and she's like, yeah, she got an argument with one of her clients that was completely ridiculous. And then. And the boss was like, whoa, what happened? And she's like, I think it's because, like, they're a Pisces and I'm a whatever and stuff. And, like, she clearly messed up. Like, you can't talk to the client. The boss was like, ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That was, what? What do you mean? That's insanity. Like, you can't. And then people, like, I've legit met girls and stuff are like, oh, I won't date a. What are even the other signs? Like, I only know
Taurus.
Virgos, yeah, they're like, I'm like, you're writing off Scorpios. A whole, like, subsection of human beings because of the month they were born in.
Yeah, I think when girls go that extreme, it gets a little bit wild. Like, I believe in horoscopes to a degree.
No, but you
I think that they
you know they're not. You just it makes things simpler, so people want to believe in them. But they're obviously complete nonsense.
I think there are certain characteristics that people do embody.
You don't
within
honestly.
Deep I'm not going to say that they're like. I'm not going to say everything about your life is attached to your horoscope, but there are some personality traits that do apply. Oh, like, I'm a Leo. And I love attention. Like, I realized that about myself.
God. You don't even like, you're not even, no. Like, you like.
I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Where okay, I talk like, about things I want to talk about.
But you're not like a narcissist.
Yeah, I'm not narcissistic about it. But there are certain elements where I'll be like, I do want the attention in
that's
this
just,
realm.
That's just a part, like, that. But that's the thing about.
Like, for example, when I go to Boozy Fade or I'm at a club, I love dancing because I like. People noticing that I'm
everyone
really good.
Loves dancing.
No, but I like people. I like people noticing of how good of a dancer I am. Like, I'll purposely plant myself on the stage. Why are you throwing things around the studio? It's
so ridiculous.
I'll purposely plant myself in the middle of the stage just so people can notice me dancing and see how good of a dancer I am.
Yeah, that. I mean, there's people born in December do that too.
I don't think so.
That's
though.
Just your personality.
But I think that's attached to part of my horoscope. I'm not saying it's 100% fact. I'm just saying.
It's because, no, it offers such a simple solution to people, so they want to believe it. They want to be like, oh, like, my dad didn't love me enough, so, like, that's why, like, you know, that time when I was 10, I did something, so ever since then, I've loved attention. Like, me, like, I love attention because no one was ever home, and then I thrive for it. So, like, I remember, like, look outside and wait for kids to run by.
You're a lonely, lonely child.
Like, hey, you, like, I'll murder you, like, anything for attention, and that's why. It's not because I was born on July 22nd. Because my parents neglected me.
The fact that you say I'll murder you in such a casual way bothers me, man.
Why?
And I just watched The Joker yesterday, too, which is a phenomenal movie,
good?
By the way. Yeah, it's
is
so
that,
good.
Wait, is it in theater it's really or good. A Netflix thing?
It's in theaters. It's definitely not a Netflix
thing. I don't know.
Get with the times, man. Use social media for once.
I don't know. I've never been a Joker guy. I'm a real life Joker.
Well, do you like superheroes in general? Like, do you like DC
no,
or Marvel? Like, did you watch any of those?
No, or? I've never been, like, I mean, well, I watched a bit of it, but I've never been, like, hard on it like most people.
Okay, well, even for someone who's not really into superheroes, like, no. This movie is more, more about human values than anything. Like, it's really, it's real relatable.
It's not even really superhero.
Yeah, there's like, no, yeah, there's
it's
no
like
real
a, it's
superhero.
Like a psychological thing, right? It's like a yeah. normal guy who, like, they show, what, is the joke of the way because he was a Leo too? Like, no, it's because it tells this whole psychological, like, explanation to why, like,
why he turned into the Joker.
Couldn't make it in show business and all this stuff, and he was molested when he was a kid, like.
I mean, it's along those lines. Yeah, you're really spoiling it without having seen
without
the movie.
Having, I'm just telling you. Because I don't need goddamn horoscopes to tell you why people are broken on the inside.
Why don't you evaluate yourself like that?
I do. That's why I'm so broken on the inside. Because
then fix it.
I don't want to.
If you can evaluate yourself and that's, know the problems, you can solve
I'm
them.
I'm stuck in like a human prison in my own brain, knowing... Myself.
So was the Joker.
Yeah, exactly.
Which brings me back
that's
to
why
the point
I like the
of
Joker,
why,
though. I get it. He's not a bad guy.
Which brings me back to the point of why you just yell, I'll murder you so casually. I actually died the one time you explained it, though, where you were like, it's the most, what was it? Most violent or most aggressive threat is what you said.
I didn't say I'll murder you. I said I'll murder your whole family.
And I was like, why do you say that? And you're like, because it's the most aggressive threat.
Yeah, it always grabs people's attention.
I mean, that's true.
Like, but, at work, I used to always be like, I was like, I'll kill you and your whole family,
yeah,
starting
but you
with
let
the youngest.
Yeah, you let it slip out so, like, casually. People who don't know you might, like, literally call the police.
Yeah, but they can't do it.
And you're half white.
Empty
so
threats.
That that threat is half fulfilled already.
I know, but like it just works, man. I mean, if I was like super ugly and not creepy and like creepy and stuff, I would never say that. People let you get away with so much more when you're like
when you're good looking,
when you're
yeah,
decent looking, semi-social. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it's such a different context. Like, like I said that to girls all the time. Like I make so many like offside jokes of like that, and like, oh, that's so crazy. But if I was like look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, I'd be in jail.
Yeah, that's true.
So
they're really trying to fix you and save you.
Yeah.
Let's move on to music, though. Your boy, why didn't he drop his album? You went and saw him last week, too.
I love him.
Can you give us an explanation on, one, why he did not drop the album? Can you give us an explanation on, two, how you knew he was going to be in Detroit? And what did you pick up from Kanye Kardashian?
What did? Why are we calling him Kanye?
I don't know.
Kardashian?
I just felt like
yeah,
right. I felt because of Kardashians.
Leave the king alone.
Are in the news.
I mean, everyone freaks out about this, and me and like my Kanye crew, everyone's like, oh, like I think we enjoy being disappointed by Kanye. Like,
I don't. No, really, really wanted to hear the music.
I think, yeah. I mean, we all want to hear it, but I think like he's literally done this with music for in the last like 6 years nonstop, and I think it's part of like the mythology and like part of his personality and the Yeezy stans that we just let him keep getting away with this for years. And at this point, I don't know. It's like after your dad's been absent for like 8 years and you know he's not actually coming home, but you still look at the door waiting. It's kind of like that with Kanye where I'm just like, all right, like I know he's not coming through. But when he does, I'll be so happy.
But when he does.
Yeah, when he does, I'll forgive him instantly. So
I don't know. I used to wait for my dad, but I kind of just gave up on it after a few years.
Yeah,
I think when you get older, you just realize that he's just not coming back whatsoever, despite how many times you might say that he is.
Real Gabe comment there, but yeah, no. But if he did come home, then you give him another chance. So he does drop once in a while, and like he gave us those like Good Fridays where he's always putting out music, and that as well. And you know the guy's going through things, and like you know if he wasn't him, if that wasn't part of his personality, his music wouldn't be his music. So you kind of just accept it for who he is and appreciate it.
Anyways. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all still gonna check for it.
Exactly.
So that's still gonna be a thing, but it is tiring. Like I think he's skating on thin ice here, because especially if he does drop it in a period where a lot of music is coming out, shout outs to today where literally everyone decided to drop music today. It
I feel
seems
like lately there's been so much music dropping.
I feel like the last 2 weeks there's been music, but like not as much.
Really?
I feel like this week feels like everyone decided to drop something. Like Fab dropped a song, Travis dropped a song, Juice WRLD and YB dropped their song, Chris Brown dropped his, Meg dropped a song as well too.
Yeah, Nicki had one.
Yeah, so I feel like this week and today a lot of people decided to. But he's skating on thin ice here because his music, despite everyone wanting to check for it, he could still fall in the cracks of if a lot of music comes out, people might not be looking for Kanye as much as he expects him to. Like his last album only did 200,000 the first week.
What? Did
and
it?
Kanye, yeah.
The
Ye one. And that was the one where he also was going to drop on a certain date, but then he decided to change his mind and dropped on a later date as well too. So he's got to kind of be, if he's going to give his word on something, he's got to kind of stick to it. He can't keep like playing around with us and jerking us around when it comes to these releases, because people are definitely going to get tired of that scheme, and it's not going to be something that benefits him going forward, especially for someone who's as narcissistic as he is and he likes to be in the perfection mode. If he plays with fire when it comes to this, he's not going to get the release or the numbers that he really expects them to. But then again, if the music is super dope
at the
same time too, I don't think that's necessarily going to matter, but he's risking a lot in doing that and banking on the music being
the last
quality.
One he did though was also, it was like weird. I mean, it was only like 7 songs. It was all super dark and like I loved it because it was like literally my life story, but it was just not like, I feel like with this it's he's doing this because it's gonna be like an amazing album, so I'm not worried about
but that's a huge risk though. How do we like, he might think
because
it is.
Because everyone's going to still check for it.
Not everyone's going to receive it the same way, though.
But I'm saying he knows, man.
And plus, also on top of that, just the way that he has been carrying himself in the past, there is still those people who won't listen to him.
Everyone's going to listen. Even people say, you know, everyone listens, man.
I don't know about that, man. Because I thought that with Ye, that's what I thought was going to happen with Ye, but it didn't. Because the music wasn't that good. So once you get those, a little bit of bad
reviews.
Yeah,
but everyone checks.
Well, some people check illegally now, too.
Yeah, I know. But
so that doesn't really count towards his numbers. in a way. I mean, yeah, maybe people might check, but they might find other means to check and not support Yeezy in the way that he wants to be supported. But I do want to talk a little bit about this album as well, too, because some details have come out. Kanye apparently says that this album is supposedly about the evil in the LA and Hollywood industry. And then Thugger put out a tweet recently where he said, "Is my verse about the devil still on there?" So with this album being titled Jesus is King, it seems that either Ye might be trying to tap into that whole Christian demographic and get those guys hyped on his album. But there might be something where he seems to expose something going on in the background. Now, I don't know what necessarily that would be, but with him and Thugger both tweeting about stuff like this, it does seem like there is some sinister stuff. And I mean, the music industry has been notoriously known to jerk around artists and be pretty like evil in a sense. So it wouldn't be surprise me if they do happen to speak on some stuff like that, but only time will tell what ends up coming about this. Hopefully Thugger's verse does make it onto the album.
Yeah, it has to.
And I would hope that Thugger's still on it. But you never know with Ye, because he could literally just like cut someone's verse and change it last minute.
True.
He did that with Teyana Taylor's album quite a few times. So it wouldn't put it I wouldn't put it past him to just change and like do something last minute that he didn't want to necessarily keep up with.
Fair enough.
So I do want to get into this as well, too. Thank you to everyone who responded to my story about music and albums that they did want to listen to. A lot of people, well, not a lot, but quite a few people did put Kanye. So
yes.
I couldn't post all of them, but multiple people did happen to say Kanye is an artist that they would listen to no matter what, despite the fact that he was supporting MAGA and had some crazy tweets and all that shit. But other people said J. Cole, which I said, and you didn't agree with for whatever
reason. Yeah, but you know I'd never like J. Cole.
That's true. Kid Cudi made it.
Yeah, Kid Cudi, he's on mine.
He's not personally on mine because I really haven't checked for him that much, but I could understand it. Like, he's still a really good artist.
Yeah, he's got that, like, heavy following of, like, certain people just, like, he's got a lot of stands.
Yeah, he's got a cult following.
Yeah.
That last album, the Cosmic, I don't know if that's the name of it, but it's got, like, Cosmic Warrior and Rose Golden and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that album was, like, three, four years ago. That album was really good. I actually really liked it. Once he got off his whole like rock shit, I was back into the sound that he was going for. Drake obviously made the list, but like I said, I don't want to hear music from Drake this year in terms of an album. I hope that he comes out in 2020. That'd be super dope. Alabama Shakes, shout out to Caitlin's mom.
Oh, is that who said that?
Yeah. Real good band. I saw them in Oshiega.
Really? Are they country? Yeah.
No, they're like rock. Alternative, I want to say. I'm not too sure what the genres are these days when it comes to like rock and music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're like rock though. I don't know. I don't know how I'd categorize them, but they are a band and they're really good. People should check them out. One guy put Len. I think he was trolling me, but that song that they had way back in the day is super dope. Thugger made the list. Black made the list. Bruno Mars really shocked me. Shout out to Hakeem.
Why?
I don't know why he checks for Bruno of all people, but apparently he's a guy to be checking music for. The Weeknd made the list, and Jay and Beyonce also,
of course,
made the
list. Yo, I've actually never ventured into the Beehive, like on Twitter, really. Like,
they're nuts, though.
It's actually insanity. Like, I spent like an hour looking at their, like, they're actually insane people.
If you say anything bad about Beyonce,
but
they will, in your words, literally murder you.
They're insane. They're actually like broken people inside.
Oh yeah, they're nuts. Like, I think the
like
Barbs,
it's not even tro- like,
Barbs
not-
probably take number one though. I think the Barbs are the craziest fans. They're probably number one, and then I put Beehive as second.
I just think
that there's more Beyonce fans though.
I was appalled. Like the way they're encouraging being terrible people to each
it's
other,
mental illness.
And laughing it off. Was absolute insanity. It was like a thousand jokers online. Like, just broken human
Man,
beings.
Man, don't do that to the Joker.
Who thought they were, like, so funny. They're actually laughing about something so terrible. Like, I think they're stalking, harassing someone. And, like, the humor and how they thought they were, like, Beyonce told them not to do something, like, her fans. And they're like, well, we're obviously going to do it anyways. And, like, they're just insane people. Like, we should do something about it.
Yeah, the Beehive is
we should ban them.
I don't think you can, though.
You can't. They could overthrow the government.
Honestly, if they did collectively pool their power the way that they do for Beyonce, I think they probably could. That would not surprise me.
They seem off.
Oh, they definitely are. Let's move on to Travis Scott's new song, Highest in the Room. You gave it a listen. What do you think about it?
I just asked a couple of people, and a bunch of people weren't feeling it. I was feeling it. Classic Travis. I don't know. He's never killing it with the lyrics, but the beat and the harmonizing and the vibe. It's just like good riding music, and that I mess with it. I like it. It's one of my favorite songs of the month so far. But I don't know. It's getting average lukewarm feedback from what I've seen.
So you solely like it based off the beat?
Yeah, but that's always it's the same thing. That's just like Travis Scott is just like a Kanye light, like super light, but the beat's always good. And he's got catchy lines and that, and like he kind of keeps it real. Like he had one because he just came off the whatever separation with Kylie, and then he basically
it was just so bullshit.
Why?
Oh, they're quote unquote taking a break. Like,
oh yeah, well I don't know. I love breaks too.
Breaks aren't real. That just means your relationship's over. Like,
no,
just say
breaks
what it
are
is.
Real.
No, they're not,
bro.
There's never been anyone who's gone on a break and been like, oh, we're back together for good now, and like actually been back together.
I go on breaks all the time on a break,
and those relationships never pan out. Might get back together for maybe a month or two, and then literally after that, you're like, oh, I remember why we took a break in the first place.
We were on
and
a break.
And that relationship dies.
I don't know.
Breaks are bullshit.
I know people have gone on breaks and they got back and got married after and stuff.
Bullshit.
Whatever, man.
You know people. You're just saying that.
Well, I'm not going to drop names on the podcast. I know people, man. When you've lived as much
life
as me. Shut up. No, okay. Anyways.
We got to eat the babies.
You know what? Did you play that at the beginning?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
People know what I'm talking about?
Anyways, and so he just made, it's the typical Kanye, it's Kanye light. Like, he makes reference to shit that's actually going in your life. So you're kind of in his life. So you're kind of intrigued, even though it's a very simple lyric and stuff. And Travis Scott is just like the Kanye light, but obviously not.
He's been more lyrical in the past, though. I feel like on his mixtapes and back in the day, he was more lyrical than he is today.
Nah.
I wouldn't say that
more,
he's.
Yeah, but that's because he's pop as shit now, basically. Not pop, but you know what I mean?
He's
popular.
I wouldn't say that. He's the guy you're checking for when it comes to lyrical music, but he definitely has had more lyricality within his rhyme schemes back in the day than he does right now. And I do agree.
Is a word?
It might be.
Is it lyricism?
I feel like lyricality is also a word, though, too.
Okay.
We can Google it and find
when
out.
When the internet's back up.
Yeah. What was my point? What was I just talking about?
Travis is the song.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go into the song with high expectations or anything like that. It's a cool song. I have it on my phone, so I'll give him that much at least. I don't know if I'm going to keep it, but it seems like a chill, dope song. I'm not the biggest Travis Scott fan, but I do like his music whenever it does come on. That Kylie Jenner thing, though, has definitely boosted him in popularity for sure. Like you said, he's become more of a pop artist, and it's crazy because I just saw when the song came out, it's maybe been 15 hours, and he's already got 3 or 5 million views by now, which is insane to me.
He's
which
a
is a
superstar
lot. So,
now, man.
Yeah, he's actually
got Netflix shows and shit.
I didn't really realize how big his star power has become until recently. He's actually
he's the biggest
big,
of the new rappers.
Yeah, for sure. I would say he's number one when it comes to popularity of the new
Kendrick
rappers.
And those guys. Any group after that, Travis is the biggest.
Yeah,
ASAP, Kendrick and stuff. And then after that class, he's the biggest superstar to come in that generation.
Him and Post are probably on the same level, obviously.
Post, yeah. But Post Malone's also, I don't know, I look at it the guys like that, it's easier for pop success.
Yeah, for sure. But it's insane just how, because I would never have guessed Travis Scott to be in this position based off of his music in the past.
Yeah, I never thought he would be.
Because he was one of those SoundCloud, mixtape type dudes. So.
I guess, was he part of the first, no, SoundCloud, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, he was part of that SoundCloud generation. So just to see him become as big as a star he is now, salutes to him. That's pretty dope. And it's good to see him in the position that he's in. But, since we have touched on it, I guess we do have to talk about it. Him and Kylie did happen to break up or whatever.
Perfect.
Not that I really care about it, but what I do care about,
you have to
funny.
Care though.
No, I don't.
You don't have
to care
but
whatsoever.
No, but well, first of all, we're a podcast and it's shit people want to hear about, so you have to care.
No,
so
I don't.
Same way you have to be on social media.
I don't have to care. To give it, you have to know. To talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't mean I care.
It means you care.
No, it doesn't.
It means you care.
Can you Google the word care? Because I feel like care
take
and
care.
Talking about something are two
take
different things.
Take care.
But yeah, what I did want to talk about, though, is apparently she went to Tyga's house at 2 a.m.
She was just dropping off her girls.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just dropping off your friends. But you also happened to go in at the same time, too?
Yeah. Well, no, she didn't go in, though.
I think she did.
I know. Who knows? But, I mean, well, you don't care, but you sure know.
And, I had to look up the details. I'm not going to talk about something that I don't really understand.
Why? You do it all the time.
People are also saying Kris Jenner might have been the one to orchestrate the drama in terms of, like, leaking that information out there.
She's good at her job. Your daughter's almost a billionaire. She's you're still trying to like puppet master it. Like my parents are just like excited. I have a minimum wage job. Like and she's out there like going ham.
It is crazy to think about that. Like she does try and do this stuff, like, and like you're, literally you're, get the more
what
PR.
Point? And, like, my kids are like multimillionaires, and you're still trying to play puppet master. Like how broken in the brain do you have to be like, yeah, I'm still gonna mess with my kids' love. Like she probably loved the Tristan Thompson shit. Like your daughter's getting cheated on left and right, and she's there like doing the like Birdman with her hands when your daughter's getting destroyed emotionally. You sick woman.
It's good for their brand. It keeps them in the news as always. Keeps them relevant.
At the same time, what point's enough?
They don't need it, but at the same time,
I'm sure they'll want it. It's not like they couldn't stop her. They're grown ass adults, but it's also broken. And they're broken people.
And this is great content for their show. Did you know their show is on 19 seasons or 17 seasons or something like that?
Yeah, my mom's...
That is insane.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my mom literally complains about it, and she's been watching it since season one. Like, always on the background. Like, the amount of people who say
support
they don't
things,
care,
yeah, but then, support
but
things,
then
yeah.
straight up, like, I don't even say, like, I don't care. Like, I've never bought any. I've never put money in their pocket, but I follow them on IG and do enough that I can't.
I can't even convince.
You don't follow any. You don't follow Kylie?
No.
She had the most liked picture on Instagram ever for, like,
yeah,
5 years.
I don't give a fuck.
I had to follow her. What up, girl? Or the small chance you'll ever
see. Don't lie. That's not why you're following her.
Why?
You're not following her because she had the most.
She's an icon.
Most likes.
Like she's
not. No, that's not why you're following
her. She's an icon.
Shut the fuck up.
She's an icon.
She's an icon. That's why you follow her.
She's an icon. Like, I don't care.
Are you trying to start a makeup line?
What?
Are you trying to start a makeup line?
Man, she's got the hustle. I want to work on social media. She's like the queen.
Speaking of social media, Tyga, by the way, too. This is kind of funny because he put up a story with the cap symbol. So basically saying that
it was
someone is lying. But what happened is that the internet
Wait, was it that in reference to Kylie was
so,
lying? By
yeah,
saying
so
she
Kylie
was...
came out and defended herself and said that she was just dropping off her friends. And then moments later, Tyga put up a story with the symbol, with the cap emoji in it. So what people took from that was that Tyga was saying she's lying. Is what they like put two and two together
but
because
still,
they came within
that's all
somewhat
probably,
of the same
that's
time
That's probably
frame.
All organized by Chris.
But
like, all,
but the
that,
crazy
all
thing is,
just
so the crazy thing is, Tyga put up another story a few hours later saying media cap, saying that the media was lying, but he didn't delete the first one.
Yeah, I know because that's
so
what
he
they
probably,
want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, he, you don't well, have he the greatest comeback to, in years. By not pulling bullshit like that.
That's
like,
true.
I honestly sat there and reflected on the comeback. That Tyga was getting things like repossessed. His career was over. He wasn't selling out. He couldn't even sell clubs. He was the joke of everything. And now this guy is possibly back with like one of the most famous. Like his girl's a billionaire. He's selling out shows. Like Taste just went like 9 times platinum stuff. Like he's a that like you know what? Salutes to him because like that comeback. I honestly was like this guy's career is done dead. What a joke. And the guy's back harder than ever.
He's still corny, though.
He's corny as shit. Don't get me wrong. He's
I
a
hate
lame.
This, though.
And every song he's made since Taste sounds the exact same. And he, like, I'm just saying, but you still can't deny the comeback. Like,
for
this
sure.
guy was like, apparently it was dead broke, nothing. And now,
No. He wasn't dead.
He was
bro,
getting things
repossessed. He was getting things repossessed.
Yeah, like, he was literally.
But that, okay, when
those songs that were coming out were doing, like, literally, oh, he was only getting, like, thousands of listens for a while and stuff. Like, you know, the same Rack City guy was literally getting no listens, and then Taste somehow blows up, and now he's back. He's back in the back with the Jenners and stuff. Like, it gives me hope, man. Hit rock bottom.
We gotta address that, though, because it's such bullshit when, like, artists are like, oh, yeah, I'm going broke or bankrupt. and things are getting repossessed. It just means that they can't live the lifestyle that they were living previously is essentially what it is. If they have to get something repossessed or if they sell one of their things that's worth a lot of money, they could easily live an affordable life, but they just can't live that superstar life that they were living.
Honestly, that's what I realized, though. I've actually been thinking about that's like so I've been hanging out with this person. Like, people I grew up, when they say they're broke, they're like,
they're not broke.
They're just like, you know what I mean? Like, you have found, they're like, oh, I didn't make this much money last couple of months, so I can't. That's not broke. Like, broke is, that's your version of broke. Like, when I'm like, I got $5 for the next 3 days. Yeah, but it's still, but you know, what people need to say is, I don't want to spend this money right now, or I'm trying to save. Don't say you're broke, because it's an insult to actual broke people. You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't you just be like, oh, I'm trying to, like, respect the same amount. Just be like, I'm saving, or I haven't made as much this month, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's, broke is, like, broke. Like, when you can still, like, buy a house or something, you're not broke. Which just adds on to what I'm saying. It is but that's what you're saying too, though. Yeah, you just said it's relative, but it's not. It depends how much you hate that shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, that is a very in-depth look at it. That was like insightful. Sorry, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, well, just
that was an insightful take.
It's something I always think about.
Like, I agree with that.
People just need to be more careful how they phrase it. Like, even at work, like, they're like, oh, I'm so, like, people I work with, I'm like, you make six figures.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're like talking about buying Louis. So the Louis Vuitton, or no, the, like, Marc Jacobs or something, iPhone
case?
iPod, the, well, you know, the wireless iPhone, whatever.
AirPods.
They just dropped a case for it that's like $1,000. This girl literally 20 minutes ago was complaining about being broke and was on the phone seeing how, like, if she could get them ASAP. I'm like, I hate you so much. Like, I hate you so, I'm living off $12 a day. Like, this girl's like, I'm going to get the Louis Vuitton AirPods. It's going to kill your family.
What a useless thing to buy, too, now that I think about it. It was like, that's so
I had to buy, and everyone in the office was down for it. I was like, I don't care how much money you have. That's complete insanity, is it not? Like,
I mean,
you got to have milk. Okay,
yeah, well, I think when you get to a certain point where you can just afford stuff like that, it's just like, it's whatever to you. It's like buying, like, candy.
But, like, even at six figures, I'm still like, if you make a low six figures.
I make six figures, I'm still not buying bullshit like that. Like, I'm not going to buy a Louis Vuitton case. Like, what the fuck do I care? Or a Marc Jacobs one. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. I spend shit on, like, electronics that I want, like, clothes that I want. I'm going to spend it on, like, $1,000. I'm going to spend on, like, some good things that are $1,000.
Yeah, but, like, hold
your AirPods.
Complete,
like,
insanity.
That's nuts to me.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there, like, biting my tongue, too, and my laptop crashed before. And, like, oh, I need to buy a new one. I was like, I'm just gonna buy a new one. Huh? I'm gonna buy a new one. I'm just gonna get a new one.
We have to eat the babies.
Like and subscribe, you guys.
Links in the description below. What up?
What up? It's us again.
Papa
in the cast.
He's Gabe.
Like and subscribe. You say gay or Gabe?
I don't know.
I'm both.
That's up to the listeners.
You decide. You decide. Yeah. This weekend, big surprise.
Yo, they were roasting Demi Lovato online too, by the way.
What happened?
She got a trip to Israel, and someone asked her about the Israel and Palestine thing. And this goes back to the argument that we had online.
Is she Jewish?
I don't think so.
She's my little junkie.
But she did say, Jesus Christ.
What? I love her. We'd have such a toxic relationship.
You guys would.
Yeah.
You guys might be a great couple, to be honest. She is really hot, though.
Yeah, and, I mean,
I think Demi is a beautiful woman.
Yeah. And, like, she seems, like, troubled. But, like,
in a sense, but, like, at the same time,
tried to commit suicide and been.
Yeah, but that was in the past. She's moving on from that. That's a trouble. Like, you can move on. Stop trying to bring her back to the past.
I'm not shaming.
Where she was. I'm saying. She was a dark place.
I'm not shaming.
Let her move on with her life.
Okay. Anyway, she's back in Israel.
Yeah, so she went to Israel. Apparently, she got a trip there. But someone had asked her about the Palestine and Israel, like, conflict that's been going on.
Yeah.
And
if I was a celeb, I would not touch that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. She was on Twitter, and she decided to talk back about it. And I was just like, well, that was your first mistake, is responding to someone about this. But yeah, they were discussing that. And she just said that this goes back to our discussion.
We talked about it?
No, just in general, what she said goes back to our discussion. Because she said she has no opinion on the matter, which is what I said when it came to the J thing. Because
you had an opinion.
Yeah, but I changed it because
you can't. You can't go back though.
Yes,
because,
you can. No, because
she can't. Then no, you can't.
There's no rule you can start that says off, I can't change my mind.
It. You can't because
new
can't,
information you, came out, and I was and like, you know what? Not, I don't have an opinion.
Changing your
on this
opinion.
Anymore.
You can't just go ahead. It's such a weird thing to say.
It might be a weird thing to say for sure, but I'm just saying I'm allowed to say I don't have an opinion
you know,
on the subject anymore.
We've argued about this so much.
But
I need to, what'd she say, though?
Yeah, she said she has no opinion on it. And they were saying that, well, if you're saying you have no opinion, that means you're complicit in the fact that the Israelis have been oppressing the Palestinian people in that nation. And I mean, in a sense, if you are, like, if you're not taking an opinion on something like that, then it in a sense it does. But I just feel like she was coming from the fact that she was ignorant on the matters. Like, she doesn't have enough information for her to be like, I'm choosing
but
a
that's
side.
What you just don't, you don't even
and
say,
that's why, yeah, she shouldn't have
say
said
no
anything
opinion,
about it. She shouldn't have said nothing about
if
it.
If I was a public figure, I would never touch that either. But I wouldn't say, I would be like, I can't hear you. Like, you
yeah,
know what I mean? Like,
she shouldn't have answered
I mean,
for
but
sure.
But I also get,
so they started ripping
if I'm
her.
A Palestinian, though, like, imagine if someone's like, I have no opinion on slavery. Like, you'd be like, if you think you're being oppressed super hard, obviously you're going to be choked if someone says I have no opinion. They'd be like, how hard is it to be like in favor of human rights?
For sure. But I don't think that, at least when I'm talking about.
No, I agree with you too.
Yeah,
I
when it comes to me and
you,
I don't think
no
our discussion was like that. Like, it wasn't that important.
Ours was about
Jay-Z. It was
Jay-Z.
Just about
Jay.
Yeah,
obviously.
So
like,
that didn't really matter.
Yeah, I was just roasting as a joke. That's,
but yeah, for sure, but when it comes to something like this, I think you do definitely have to have one.
You just
or
hide
if you
away from it
just
the
don't
best.
Say
yeah,
it.
You
yet.
Don't even touch it. You don't even say I don't have an opinion. Because, yeah. But I also, what I'm saying is I understand if you hear that and you're like someone who you think you're being oppressed, like you're a Palestinian person.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I have no opinion. Like,
especially with someone of her platform and status, like that's, it's not a good look for her.
Yeah, like if someone was like, I have no opinion on segregation, if it's good or bad, you'd be like, what? So
I mean, segregation was pretty good, to be honest. I think it was a mistake that we assimilated, to be honest.
Wow, that you don't even want me to be born, you piece of shit.
No. That's, oh, well, okay.
Yeah, when you think that, like,
I mean, in that sense, yes.
No,
when it comes to extreme
there are arguments that there were benefits, but they
yeah,
would have, no, but
I think that
they would have destroyed it anyways, though.
They
couldn't
they did.
They couldn't, that's what I'm saying, they couldn't like our best, I agree with you, but they would have seen success and still ruined it. They couldn't have that.
Yeah, that's another topic yeah, for another day.
Whole ass different podcast.
But yeah, so Demi came out and then she apologized for her statements, and that got her in more trouble because she decided to say that the trip that she got was for free, when in actuality the trip to Israel was actually paid. She got $150,000 to go and take some photos. So
that's
people
what I'm
dug
saying,
that
man.
Up,
that's
and then
business
she just dug,
right there.
She just dug a grave even deeper and deeper. And yeah, I just think she was saying that she wasn't knowledgeable on the subject, and the internet just took it to a whole nother level. And she shouldn't have responded in the first place and got herself into that trouble. But sorry, shout out to you, Demi. I hope you.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll be fine.
She's got other
in
issues, man. Like I think she should get a pass too. Like the girl's battling so many demons, she doesn't have time to keep up with like. Those ethical issues. She's got her own stuff to deal with. She's trying to not become like addicted to drugs again. So,
did we talk about
leave
all the music?
Leave Demi alone.
We got to eat the baby.
Like,
did we
subscribe.
Did we talk about all the music that came out?
I was looking through that.
Chris Brown dropped.
I didn't.
Just to let the folks know, Chris Brown dropped Indigo Extended. So it's just a bunch of extended
Didn't that song already have like a? Didn't that album already have like a billion songs?
Yeah, it had like 36
like extended version.
He gave
like,
us 10 more.
It's like extended version of Titanic. Like,
some of them are pretty good. Some of them are just like whatever. But you just pick and choose, man. That's what's good about Chris. So he gave Indigo Extended, YB and Juice WRLD. Said Bandit dropped that song. Fab dropped a song with Jeremih and DeVito. I watched the video and I was wondering to myself why Jeremih looked like Juice WRLD in that song. He's got like the same haircut and
the
same
now?
Hair color. Who, Jeremih?
Yeah.
He's a bit chubs, actually. He's
like, wait, with like Jeremih, like the birthday sex guy?
Yeah, that dude, yeah.
Okay.
Summer Walker dropped a new album as well, too.
Guys like that are so weird. Like him and like Jeremih, the other guy that always does hooks on everything now.
Ty Dolla $ign?
Ty, like, they'll make songs, but they'll never have their own career. Like, like fandom, you know what I mean? But they can make songs so hot.
I think Ty's got a pretty big base.
No, not like... For Matt, like he's had number one songs, but he's still not like he's not headlining a Rogers.
Oh yeah, well yeah for sure. Not.
You know what I mean? But I'm saying like they're just weird. It's kind of weird little niche like superstars, but not superstars.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're making money off of
it's a perfectly fine, respectable career. Honestly, it might even because be preferable. Even,
yeah,
like,
he doesn't have to put out albums. He just has to make books.
And
it's,
you're good
paid,
or you're good. Yeah.
I'm just,
it's kind of a weird, it's just weird.
No, I agree with you. People. It is, yeah. It is like a different niche, but.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Also, Summer Walker dropped her new album as well, too, and there's a whole bunch of other songs. Danny Brown dropped an EP as well, too, if anyone still checks for him.
Yeah, he was, man, he
I used to love him back
then. Yeah, he let it blow.
And then after a while, I stopped listening. Also, shout out to No Name and No Frills. They're marketing all over the city of Toronto.
I've just seen
it's really
that.
Dope. I actually like it.
Yeah, I follow them on Twitter. I'm following No Name on Twitter now because they're so funny.
But they didn't have that many tweets because I looked at their page.
I saw
and
that
I was
too.
Like,
but
I didn't really want to follow them.
Yeah, they didn't. They weren't. But like, still, they're funny. I followed it. So.
Off of that, but yeah, they've got a great marketing campaign going on in Toronto.
That's the
shout out to them. That's pretty dope. I do want to talk about this Amanda Geiger thing for a little bit, real quick, because we're at 45 minutes. And I want to wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm tired today.
But
like and subscribe.
like for Gabe saying that he's tired and being real.
Well, I mean, I came with the energy and now I'm tired.
I just think, yeah, this Amanda Geiger thing is a little bit bullshit. I'm glad that justice was served in a sense, but 10 years is so little compared to like the drug charges that black people get for like 40 to 50 years for just like moving a little bit of weed. Like, that's nuts. That someone could murder someone, claim that they went into the wrong apartment and thought it was theirs, kill that person, not resuscitate them with the proper movement of CPR, and only get 10 years.
Yeah, and but, she also had to she had to sabotage herself, though, too. I was reading into it, and, like, apparently, like, she took
Took the stand?
Stand, yeah. Well, I was gonna say stage. I was gonna say stage. Like, she was Chris Brown. And then but
she's
like
a Leo.
She was, apparently that's what I was like, I follow this stuff from the very beginning. Like, I'm pretty in it, but for this I wasn't. And so I started reading on, like, catching up on it. And she, like, buried herself. Like, apparently people thought she was gonna get, that's what was crazy to me when I first started. Everyone was like, oh my god, thank god she got. And I'm like, what? Like, this case is so clear cut. And apparently took her, like, sabotaging herself. She went on the stand and was like, oh, I went in there, like, the plan to kill him. Like, you know, if she had just done what her, listened to her lawyers and not said anything, she might have got away with it. I was like, how? What in what world can this woman, like, away with what happened?
America.
Like, and, like, the judge let her use the castle, whatever, that which is, like, you can protect, like, you can shoot someone, whatever, and protect yourself in someone else's home. Someone breaking into your home and they can claim self-defense. You know what I mean? Like, the judge let that defense go.
That is crazy to me.
A black judge let
someone
that. Yeah, no.
Well,
and like, the thing, she was close to it. That was the biggest insanity of it all. Like, how many terrible things she had to do to, like, get to the point where she got guilty. You know what I mean? Like, even one or two of those things should be clear cut. You're in jail for 20 years, let alone, you know what I mean? Like, in America, it's crazy to me that people can even get murdered over just, like, property. Like, nothing's worth that much. Like, for Americans of this mindset, if you come in my house and steal a TV, they don't want to see if you're, like, killing someone is such an insane thing.
It is, but in that circumstance, I'm kind of not for it, but I'm definitely for them being able to defend and, like,
defend. But, like,
if you come,
no, but if you have a chance to leave, though, someone comes in your house and they're just grabbing the TV and stuff, you have the chance to just, like, go sit outside and call the police. That's what you should do. Think about killing a person over a goddamn TV, man.
No. Like, I disagree with that, because in the heat of the moment, you're scared for your life.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
When someone breaks in your house, you're not just looking at them.
If they're in your room, but
like,
if you have the opportunity to leave and call police, like,
no,
I get it. Yes,
I disagree.
You think
that's
so
your
think
own property.
You think, okay, you say that your brother's 18 years old. He breaks in a house to steal a TV, and he deserves to be shot in the fucking head when you could have just walked out and called the police. I get that if they come into your room or you're both, like, there, you hear something or that they have weapons up, but you have the opportunity to just get out in your goddamn shitty house and call the police.
Why is
instead
he in my house in the first place, though?
It doesn't matter. No one is worth dying. People, like, I did
super I'm not saying
what it takes to kill a person.
I'm not equating that they deserve to, like, the crime deserves the death punishment. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying, if someone breaks into my house, I have every right to defend myself in the house.
If you have a disconnect,
okay, I'll put it to you this way. Like, I think you're equating this to, like, guns and, like, shooting. Let's say someone comes into my apartment whilst I'm home and I have a knife in my hand. I'm definitely going to try and stab that person to stop them from trying to steal stuff or do whatever.
You're going
to
steal someone over a TV.
I don't know what they're doing, though. That's my point.
Yeah, you get a knife to defend yourself, but you don't go out there when his back's turned and stab him in the neck.
Why? Okay, I wouldn't stab him.
Because you could not kill someone.
I wouldn't stab him in the
neck. People are underestimating what it takes to murder someone.
Yeah, I wouldn't stab him in the neck.
Okay, no, here's this is what I'm saying.
But I would probably stab him.
Think about what you have in your apartment right now.
Okay, what if I...
And there's another door. You're not in... Okay, you're in now you're in a high-rise apartment. I get it. There's no other way out. You get a knife. You sit there. But I'm saying, you could walk out, go to the patio the other way without... You have your knife protecting you. You have the two options to go out there because you're worried about your big screen and Xbox. But you know what's going to take the fucking... Dag a knife into someone's neck and end their life.
Well, I'm
versus
not,
you can go
the
out
thing,
the backyard.
I'm not
and stuff.
Trying to stab them in the neck. I'm not trying to kill them. I'm just trying to subdue them.
But then
so here's the thing, though. If I let's say I stab him in the back and I miss like all major organs, but he bleeds out.
And you're a black man too. You think the court's gonna a black man like you're 10 times
well,
less
we're
likely
in Canada.
Than,
so I feel more inclined
okay,
to my
no. Canada's the more, worst for
more inclined.
Canada, you get got for self defense. Like our self defense laws are terrible. You will go to jail because not that they see the way I see it. I like I'm a crim major. I've studied tons of these cases. Like it,
I gotta look that up. But if it is
look in okay, Saskatchewan, it just happened. Okay, a native guy was running away after he had a gun on him, even, but he was leaving and running away. But he had a gun. And the other person knew about it, and he walked away, and the guy shot him. But he still had a weapon and stuff, and that guy is in jail right now. He's doing more than 10 years because Canada does not play around with
that.
Oh,
that's kind of fucked.
If you have a chance to get away, no, because like think if they're leaving though, like it sucks and stuff. But you can't.
But
get retribution by shooting them in the back of the head.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like I said, I'm not going for the kill. Like I'm not trying to kill the person, but I do want to harm them. Like I don't know,
You're the real psycho because
no,
I say like I'm making.
I don't know what.
Family.
I don't
like,
know what.
He steals my Xbox. I want to like blow
no,
his kneecap.
No, because you're
he
you're,
steals my
okay,
Xbox.
This is
He's
the
walking
thing,
away. He should be
Gabe. This is the thing though. You're like dumbing this argument down to this guy's just
making,
in your house. Taking your
I'm
Xbox
not, no, I'm,
or taking
I'm making
your
it more
TV.
Complicated than anything because
it's,
there's
no,
so many
I'm
different
making
situations.
It more
no,
complicated because I don't know what he's doing in my household. If I see a foreign person in my household.
Wow,
my,
careful. My, like an immigrant? If I see a Mexican.
Now this nigga changed up my words.
Yeah, you nigga, you said foreign.
If I see a random person in my house, my immediate thought is to... Is why the fuck are they in here? And two, I'm defending myself by any means. I really want to harm that person because
man.
They're in my
you're,
house
you're giving yourself
and
too
I
much
don't know why
too.
They're in there. But no, it's based off of fear, though.
Think
it's a fight.
Taking
it's a
someone's
fighter,
life.
It's a fight or flight response. And most of the time, I'm probably going to fight in that situation. I'm not running to
Fly.
Call the cops.
You
what
are.
Good does that do me?
Think,
I'm going to leave my house so they can stay in
also,
my house and
someone's
call the cops?
Breaking into your house. Do you think about the odds of like you approaching a person who's willing to do that? You're getting got. Like people underestimate
okay,
what it takes to murder someone.
Maybe I might
too.
Not even stab them though, but I'm threatening them with the knife or I'm using
yeah,
my fist.
Yeah, okay, but I'm saying
I'm
like,
fighting.
Straight out cut. Yeah, so I've like confronted people and stuff too, but I think people underestimate what it takes and like I think it's more complicated. That's why I'm having these arguments. Like, obviously, there's situations where the person should be like, you've got to defend yourself. You've got to kill them. You've got children in there. You don't know. It's more than one person and stuff like that. But there's so many situations where it's like, just get out, protect yourself, and don't, like, kill someone over a goddamn large screen TV. Hey.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I was like, okay, no. Because a thought just ran
through my
head.
We got carried away now, too.
We were talking about Amanda Geiger. But... Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to kill the person, but I'm definitely trying to harm them because they're in my house. But yeah, I mean, this whole Amanda Geiger thing, the fact that she got 10 years just seems a little bit insane to me. It doesn't really surprise me, though, because it is America. They don't really give a fuck when it comes to black lives.
It was the South, right?
I don't know. I believe it was in the South. I'm just not sure what state or where it was. I believe it was Texas, but I'm not
100% sure. I love how we just assume it's Texas, too.
But yeah, when people are going to jail for way longer just off of like, small minor drug infractions and stuff like that, that's insane to me. But yeah, another thing I do want to bring up real quick just to close this topic out.
Also,
it's
let
just
me
the
add
fact
one
that, like,
thing after this, continue.
It's just the fact that black people have to be so compassionate. Like the black...
yeah, it was Texas.
Who's the... Oh, okay. Who's the bailiff? Is that the person? Yeah,
the
black bailiff was like stroking her hair.
You like how
and
I called
her,
you out on that?
That was like, pretty
you
funny.
You defending Trudeau?
Well, I mean...
No, that's another story. Got
it
him
is.
Good.
And yeah, then her brother like hugged her and forgave her. I mean, that's his personal choice. He has every right to do that if he wants to. But it's like, goddamn, like black people are so forgiving to this shit. And it's like, we, at times I feel like we would just like take a stand and like not be as forgiving as we are in some of these situations, because we never get it reciprocated the other way, but we go out of our way to do it so much for them. And it's just like, I don't know. That part just pisses me off a lot.
I agree with you. I can't. But I also, I'm in no, it's a hard, because like, whatever it takes, like, I feel bad for the brother still. Like, whatever it takes for you to grieve and what makes you feel better is obviously important. So I want to have this discussion without shaming this man individually.
For sure. That's what I'm saying.
I also 100% agree with you. Like, we're forced to be so docile and accepting when you're looking at this unjust court system that's destroying you and there's absolutely no forgiveness. Someone's like, find a clip of a black man getting like his hair stroked or being like coddled as he's like going to jail for murder.
For murder, exactly.
You know what I mean? And you never see that. It wouldn't happen and stuff. And sometimes it is an eye for an eye. Like, we don't, like, being for isn't gonna get us where we need to be or where Americans need to be. So yeah, it is obviously frustrating to, I didn't want to say anything about it like on Twitter and that, because again, like, that family's hurting more than anyone, whatever it takes for them.
I don't want to take that away from them.
Yeah, and they're obviously still good people. I'm sure they're not seeing it from the perspective of what impact will have on the culture. You know what I mean? They're doing this for themselves. So what, you do what you got to do. The dad also like said that he wants her out of jail too and doesn't want her to like waste her whole, and it was like, y'all wild. So yeah, it was crazy to me and stuff. Like, America, I don't know.
What do you want to say though?
So I was like, just to add on to this, we're talking about like the states. So someone was reading all these like cases of like, oh, why'd you like go to jail and stuff? And like, it's nuts. Like, someone had a expired license or something in the states. Like, they will jail you for anything. Like, you can't pay fines. Like, if you say you got 3 speeding tickets here and you didn't pay them, like, I have tons, I would go like 4 years without paying them and stuff. In the states, you get pulled over for 3 speeding tickets, $1,200 you owe, you actually go to jail for like 3 until you can pay it and stuff. Like, that's complete insanity that people are just like okay with that.
It's a business, man.
But that's, yeah, but you're taking like the freedom of a country over $1,200, like, is nuts to me.
Yeah.
Like, the whole court, like, what the country has normalized, and that through the court and laws and the people, it goes back to all these people in prison. Like, we're actually, like, we say it's like gross, like someone selling weed is in prison for 20 years. And we're like, oh, that's so, but that's actual insanity. Like, to take someone's whole life away over like marijuana, even take someone's life away over crack, or like do what you want to do. Like, you know what I mean? It's so nuts to me. And that, like, we can, like, we have this discourse where we're like, oh, that's nuts. But at the end of the day, we're like, okay, whatever. It just is what it is. And it's just nuts. It's absolutely nuts. That like, we could have enough people agree that, like, this is normal. You should be in prison for your life because of weed.
Yeah. And people view them as such vile people just for selling weed. But because it's a crime, they're like, oh, these guys are monsters. Well, it's like,
That's what they tried to do to that guy too, because she was a cop, right? So they're like, he had like weed in his house though. Like,
oh yeah, you know what I mean? I hate that argument.
Where they
so
want,
much.
Yeah,
like, I literally want to punch everyone in the face who always brings that up as a defense.
It happens to black kids all the time. They're like Trayvon Martin. They're like, oh, they found like weed in his locker and like a knife or something.
What the
like,
fuck so does that have to do with him dying?
Like, everyone, same with that. They're like, oh, like when
what's as if you don't smoke weed yourself.
All those Brown, whatever, too, in St. Louis. Like, well, yeah, like, he stole from that store, like, 500 feet away. It's
so
like, okay.
So
like,
to die.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's the
dumbest
argument
so,
ever.
That's what I'm saying, though. They use these minor crimes not only to lock people away, but then also to justify these terrible things that happen to them. And it's time to raise up.
Eat the babies.
Eat. All cops are bastards.
Eat the cops as
eat
babies.
The, yeah. Eat the rich.
But yeah, guys. Rate, review, and subscribe. On our YouTube. Yeah.
Like always, leave a comment at the bottom. Tell us what you think. Let us know. We'll be back next week with the same great entertainment. Like and subscribe.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.